What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode with the College Breakfast Club. It's Dara.
Yes.
It's Kev.
It's Nah.
And our Instagram is College Breakfast Club _. Our TikTok is College Breakfast Club Podcast. And our Cash App is Breakfast College Club, capital B, capital C, capital C. And today we're going to base this episode around, like, being Muslim.
Our experiences. It's the second day of Ramadan. Oh, wait, it's the
third day.
Going strong. Flies falling off. Gotta stay in tune.
So we got a lot to talk about. So first we're gonna start. How are you guys' days going? Are we a little hungry, a little thirsty?
I'm not even hungry, bro. I'm thirsty and I'm hot, bro.
You're starting to get a little bit hot outside.
I feel like I'm just mad. I can't eat. I'm not hungry. I just
the choice is taken away from you.
Yeah. Now, I'm like, damn.
Kevin. Hot, bro.
Well, you have on a...
I'm chilling. I don't got nothing too much. So I just got a regular t-shirt and a little jacket.
You could take the jacket off.
No, for real.
You can take your jacket off too, bro.
But y'all got...
We can all take our jackets off.
No, low key.
Yeah, it's just hot. I'm chilling.
No, it's about crazy tomorrow.
I'm just a little thirsty. That's all. I'll be drinking my water throughout the day and I can't drink nothing.
No, yeah. No ice, no...
Yeah. The low... What is it? Low iron deficiency people. Mm. We going for real.
At least it's hot. Y'all got it. Y'all chilling.
All right. So first, we're going to talk about, like, what it's like being a Muslim. Were you born Muslim? Are you converted? Okay. So you could talk about, you know, being.
Conversion.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you too. And then I guess we could talk about, because we was like, born Muslim. Yeah.
Okay.
How y'all want me to start?
Just like basically what led to you even wanting to convert and then how it changed your life or how it affected your life, basically.
I'll be honest, Christianity never sat right with me. It's just like the up and down, the loud noises, the magic, like the
hallelujah. Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The idea that if you pray enough, it's going to happen and there's no work that you got to put in behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Fellowship, like it's a whole different world and it feels backwards for real. Mm-hmm. You really read and really look into it, it's like a lot of this stuff don't make no sense. Like, I remember what really threw me off is this one little verse where it's like this boy named Jacob wrestled God.
Oh.
After that, I'm like, you lost me. If the creator could be like tossed around by a normal human bleeding blood,
that's interesting. Yeah. I never heard about that. I didn't really know, but.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little verse. He's like, he wrestled God until he submitted into doing something that he asked God. It's just a lot of like nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make no sense how God being wrestled. Like, that don't make no sense
at all.
But what really pushed me towards Islam and like my little brothers is getting into it too is like the fellowship, like the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the respect that you had for the women and the respect you had for your kinfolk, like your friends. Like, yeah, that's really me, and I'm really in tune to that. But it.
Mm-hmm. I love that for you too.
Okay. Or I'll say, how has it changed your life?
I'm more calmer. I'm more patient. I think more. I let a lot of stuff go because it's just like I give it to Allah. It's like it's nothing personal for to me. So it's like somebody bumped me. I know I could probably beat you. I'm not worried about that. It's just like, all right, you probably having a bad day. I'm bad, like, inshallah, your day comes better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take that on the chest. I'll let you be. Definitely became like a more down to earth person, not just doing whatever comes to mind.
I love that for you,
Kevin. What is it like being a Muslim? What led to you converting, and how has Islam changed your life?
I was basically kind of always around Muslims. My family on my mom's side, a lot of my dad's side was Muslim. It was just I never took the chance to actually look into Islam when I was younger. But when I was getting older, I started to look into it. I'm like, this is probably something I want to do. Because how us Muslims work, we are humble.
Mm-hmm.
We always giving. We are peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like seeing that it's like no other religion can do it like this.
Like how we do it. Yeah.
That was heavy. Okay, Dara.
And how has it changed your life? Did you answer that?
How did it change my life?
Like what led to you like wanting to be Muslim or whatever?
My family, I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
They really there's a lot of lectures from them. They tell me a lot. It's like I'm just thinking, like, it's something I want to do, something I want to take serious. It's a lot to learn, but trust me, it's worth it.
What is like being a Muslim for me? I love it. Like, I love it here. Like, I honestly, like, if I wasn't Muslim, I don't think I could see myself like being Christian or any other religion. Like, like how you said, it just don't fit. It's like, I'd be like reading stuff, not like the Bible or nothing, but I'd be like reading stuff here and there, and they just like, they re like Christianity is just a bunch of bull. But hey, who am I? But yeah.
Gotcha. I would say for me, I just love it so much. Just like the unity of it all. Just like going outside, you see another Muslim. People be like, oh, you know her? And I don't know her. We both just be Muslim. Yeah. It's just so that. Nice. Yeah, I don't even know her. We know each other. Yeah, it's like when you go to the corner store, the bulls, they be like, oh, Muslim sister, you good? You good? Everybody always checking on me, make sure you good. It's like wherever I go, I'm protection. I go to the gas station, they want to pump my gas just because I'm Muslim. It's just like,
especially when you're garbed up and like Muslim men and Muslim females, like, it felt, you feel safe.
It's like a sense of security anywhere you go. It's like you go to jail, you protect it. You outside, you protect it. Like, it's just,
I love this. I love this for us so bad.
Yep. Honestly.
All right, so the next question or next thing we'll talk about is growing up in Islam and like the challenges.
Or the challenges y'all face now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Challenges, but I'm gonna be honest, a lot of the like, what is the word, intrusive actions that I be having, where it's like cursing, where it's to be like, I wasn't never really a big like backbiter or like, like
drama,
but like a lot of the little stuff, just like, I say for example, for me, it's like the women, the girls, I have to keep myself focused on my deen, because I know that threw me off, and that'd be my one problem for us, it's like that, and the self-control part probably the hardest. It's just like lock in. Having to tell myself. I feel like I'm getting better, and I feel like I'm going to continue to get better. Like,
for me, it wasn't even the girls. I don't know.
Because you don't get none.
It was the more of the Arabic part. Like,
learning.
I'm like, yo, come on, bro. It was like sometimes I would want to give up, but then it was like, I got this. Yeah, I learned a lot.
I'm trying to get like that.
And if you didn't notice, Kevin, those who like struggle more with learning the Quran, they get more reward than those who can say it fluently. So
the effort that you put into it.
It was like anything we do, blessing.
Blessing.
I love the one, I think somebody told me a while ago, it's like, if you're mentally ill or born like with a disability, your slate is clean. So whatever you do, you're still going to be able to get the Jannah. That to me is like
the purest form.
Growing up in Islam, the challenges for me, I guess just like being in regular school and not being able to like dress like everybody else. I always had to be in my overgarment, my kimono. I couldn't wear the pants or the skirts or the uniforms of everybody else. Like he said, probably just like with my mouth, like the cursing and stuff. Maybe a little big, because I can be a little messy. But that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty much all my challenges.
Yeah, I would say for me, personally, I would definitely say covering. It's like, I really do love it so much, but it's just like, but yeah, it's like, I really do love it so much. I feel so much security, like with my Shayla and with my old grandma and stuff, but like you said, it's like being around other people, everybody else. So I would say it's definitely my biggest thing is covering. And we do it consistently, you know, just sometimes we struggle a little bit.
I think we do it pretty consistently.
But everything else, I feel like I'm pretty good. With. It's just like, it'd be little stuff. I be trying to catch myself.
He always like. So the next question, I guess, is just like me and Yaz. Because we used to go to El Aqsa, and that's like a private Islamic school. And then we switched.
You talking about the one that y'all went to on the weekends?
No, it's like a.
Oh, the joint I met?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
right. So
we didn't meet.
Kevin, just shh. So, yeah, basically, me and Yaz went to El Aqsa or whatever, and then we transferred or went to regular school. So we're going to just talk about, like, how it was for us or, like, the transition or whatever. For me, it was kind of hard because El Aqsa, everybody has overgarments, kimar.
Learning Quran, learning Arabic.
Everybody is just, like, we're just all Muslim, so it's like I feel like we're my people. But mm-hmm. then when I go to regular school, and it's like not the same. I'm not learning nothing about my religion, and I'm struggling with staying covered because I'm seeing around everybody these else. People, yeah. And then the way that like they just do stuff in school, or like how we used to have like the assemblies, and they were just like, I don't know, just a lot. But mm-hmm. yeah, I definitely would I go back to Oaxaca? I probably wouldn't.
I would just say that wasn't the best like school year. I feel like what's the word I'm looking for?
Academics.
Like, yeah, the academics part, that was like the good part. But it's like everything else about the school was absolutely trash.
I think it's different. I think bro, the only good part was I think the only good part about it was the Islamic part, just the Islamic studies and the Arabic.
The religion part.
But yeah, but the other academic ones, I felt like it was bad. Like I wouldn't go back.
How many years was we there for?
Well, I left there in fourth. I think you left before me.
I think I left in second.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say the same thing. My transition, it was pretty hard. You going from being around Muslim people every single day, mm-hmm. giving salams every single day, and Ramadan, y'all fasting together. Mm-hmm. Nobody, like, I ain't on the lunchroom talking. Then you go to a regular school, you fasting.
Making songs about it and all. Like. Yeah,
right. It's all not even water. Or is you hot? Right. It's like, it's like all the.
That don't make no sense.
Bro, I hate when people ask me like questions and it don't be making no sense. It's just like,
I just don't like talking when I'm fasting, bro. Stop talking.
Please, bro.
Or when I got on my overgarment, you're not hot. We're all in this. You have on clothes. I have on clothes. We're all hot, bro. Hell is even hotter.
And that's what I'm trying to avoid. Like,
like we're really not about to.
Heat right now.
No, honestly.
Or when you be fasting, not even water. No, not even water. No gum. No. Bro. You gotta thug it out.
Okay, what do Islam mean to y'all? I don't know if we already kind of answered that, but what do it mean to y'all?
Me? It means. That's a great question.
All right, I'm gonna like answer first. To me, Islam means just like being peaceful, just mm-hmm. being peaceful, being respectful, staying focused, and not getting caught up. I think that's basically what it means to me.
You wanna go?
What she said, peaceful, giving, things in that nature.
Yeah, I would say it mean everything to me, because without being Muslim, I'm not myself. Muslim, yeah. So, like, my Islam is pretty much everything to me. It means, like, self-control, mm-hmm. dedication, just really, like, dedicating yourself to something that you really believe in and having that. Because that's what people be saying about, like, a lot of Muslims, like, oh, they're so strict. But really, it's just we got self-control.
Yeah.
And we really, like, we believe in it for real, so we're going to stick mm-hmm. to it. And we really going to, like, be on our deen for real. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to me.
Just becoming a better person. That's what it means to me. Definitely bettering yourself. Because coming from not being Muslim, you just see just like
crazy stuff
that you don't have, like you really, really don't be peeping until you can't do it no more. Like for Ramadan, it's like, oh, now I can't curse. You see how often I curse, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, am I okay? Like, is this really, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely just bettering yourself.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they asked me, they was like, why don't they, if Ramadan is about self-control, this and that, why don't they want y'all to be full? And you doing all of this studying and bettering yourself on empty stomach, that's what it's really about. Mm-hmm. You're giving up something that you essentially need for the sake mm-hmm. of your Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't really need it, but.
Yeah. So another thing is like all of this stuff in this world is temporary. It's just like, it's either deen or dunya. And a lot of us be getting caught up in the dunya and be leaving our deen behind or whatever. So mm-hmm. it's just temporary. Like, I don't know.
And that's what everybody, not even just Muslim people, but people don't be understanding.
Mm-hmm. Temporary
mm-hmm. stuff. Cause you could die tomorrow. Then what you got?
You don't have nothing. All this you working hard for, you want to be known as this person, all this, all that. When you leave and go to the hereafter, Allah don't care about none of that stuff. He don't care about your status.
Like, bro, I'm telling you,
like, you know how much money you made.
You got a couple verses from a surah.
Like.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so our next question is, how do we feel about people stereotyping us? Because they be stereotyping the crap out of us, bro.
They be like, throwing a bag. That's one of the most out-of-pocket things I ever, like, encountered, bro. Be seeing it on YouTube, bro. I be like, bro, locked in, bro.
Everybody assuming that Muslims is terrorists,
literally.
Let's really talk about it. What percentage of the terrorists was actually Muslim? Let's really talk about it, like, honestly and genuinely.
I'm going to keep it a bean. It was just the extremists from, like,
Al-Qaeda, like,
that's the only people that really get into that. Everybody else don't.
And then the rest of the Arabs called all the streets. They thinking all these people, if they not bombing us in front of you, why are you assuming they're a bomber, bro? What is you really talking about here? Then they be stereotyping Philly Muslims just like as one.
They be like, you're a Philly Muslim. What is a Philly Muslim like? Mm-hmm. I think it's because, like, the way the girls wear their shalas, like, they be having their shalas like.
Oh my God.
You know, they be saying, I even be seeing TikTok comments. They was like, how to spot a Philly Muslim, how we wear our shalas. I'm like, well, at least I have it on.
Oh, we back here and the edges be out.
I'm doing that. Philly Muslim rap.
But the whole thing is, that's just the way. I don't know no other way to rap it. I was growing up. That's just like the way I wrap it around my head. That's literally it. I don't know what else, what they would be wanting me to do.
I see a lot of overseas, like, girls from overseas or, like, parents, they had parents overseas, they wrap their shit was, like, loose. Like,
I see that.
They'd be like, yeah, it's just, like a hat sometimes. That's how I see
it. Or they'd be, like, pinning it up and sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. But it's a stereotype, obviously.
I'm trying to think. It's a couple of stereotypes. Yeah. I think that being a terrorist, that's the biggest one.
Like, bro, I don't even know how to build a bomb, bro.
I'm not even Muslims mean,
but whole time you just piss me off. Like, it don't mean.
No, Muslims are actually, like, genuinely, nice. Like, it's in our religion. We have to give charity. Like, we have to. You can't not. If you don't give charity, you get a sin, bro. We literally have to.
I know my mom be saying some funny jokes. Like, she be funny with it, but I be like, no, you got your, I can't laugh at that stuff.
Or the wives thing. They be like, oh. Oh, you want to be Muslim?
Yeah.
You want Muslim because you want all the wives.
Bro, stay down.
Yeah, more to come with that.
Yeah. No, honestly, a lot more to come.
They just think, oh, yeah, three wives. I'm on.
Right. They, see, even going into, like, coming from Christianity to Islam, I didn't even peep that you guys have your stuff together.
Mm-hmm. And you have that. Mm-hmm. And the first wife have to
approve.
I'm going to convert the Muslims so I can have two wives. Every time your first wife, I'm like, no.
Yeah, you tried it.
You can't.
You want multiple wives?
I want a lot of kids. So
you want multiple wives?
Yeah, so if the first wife not willing to have a lot of kids, then that's when you would.
Another wife.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do it in, like, a lustful idea. I just want kids.
Okay.
I don't want to take your life.
Oh, that's nice. You, like, want to be a co-wife?
I feel like that's something that I would think about when I'm older. But right now, I want my man all to myself. I'm not playing. That's like older people stuff. People do be saying that, though. Yeah, even, like, my mom and stuff, when I was young, I didn't want no co-wife. But then as I got older, I started having kids. I might not change my mind, but I would probably be more open to it as I get older. I wouldn't just say no. But right now it's a no. But maybe as I get older, I might consider it.
And I don't know how true it is, but I heard they be having co-wives that they don't even have sex with. It's just the wives that just take care of the kids, help take care of any other responsibilities.
That's nice, because you're taken care of. Your bills is paid, mortgage paid, everything you're being taken care of.
I have a big day. Like, you take care of the kids. You got it.
Yeah.
Would you have multiple wives?
No.
Okay. Next thing we're going to talk about is Islam being looked at as a joke, because a lot of, they take our religion as a joke, bro. Like, they don't take us serious, and it's because of how certain people portray our religion. Right. Like, you have the Muslims, or you have the stud Muslims, who they be studs, but then they coming in Izzards and Thobes. How are you, like?
Oh, for the people that don't know, Izzards and Thobes is the men.
Yeah. And then Overgrammar Shayla's Key March for the women.
Not the bash.
Oh, yeah, we're not here to bash at all.
Not the bash, the people that's
trying to educate.
To the people that, like, they're the same gender, but it be some men that be wearing
overgarments and
shoes. No. They be wearing
the
Izzards and, like, the same gender. And I be like, I ain't gonna lie. Mm-mm.
But at the end of the day, though, you gotta let people, like, do their Islam by themselves. Because it's like only Allah knows their intentions. Only Allah knows, like, everything. So you can say what you gotta say to them, but don't take it to an extreme. Tell them, like, the information that you know and keep it at that. Because what you gonna say? Allah not gonna accept your prayers? You don't know what Allah is doing.
Yeah, I mean,
that could be a sin on you for even saying that.
Transgender person in Hajj. They was taking Hajj.
Oh, yeah, it was on TikTok.
The male stuff on. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh,
You ain't see it on TikTok? Mm-hmm.
Y'all never seen that?
Yeah, oh my God,
like,
I seen
they
that.
Posted it on the purpose of like, I'm transgender, taking hires. I'm like, so it's like
either you was trying to be controversial,
right? You're trying to do something on purpose, and it's not gonna work because a lot of people won't care.
I agree with you said, like, you know, Allah is the only one who can judge, and we can't judge nobody. But it's just like, if I see you doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, right, or doing something that makes a mockery of religion, I'm not going to just, like,
tell them the information. Tell them the information that you know, but it's like,
be getting me, bro, is like, or if I tell you the information and you be like, okay, then they be trying to go back and forth. Allah said, you don't know, Allah didn't say that. All that you're saying, you sitting here trying to be a stud and do all this and do all of that. Allahu Aylam. I just know you can't be gay, but I don't. Hey. If Allah came to you and your dream told you something different, then hey, Allah told you something different. But they be going to bed for it like they right, and it's just like, okay.
That's what I say. You just gotta tell them what you know and keep it pushing. But you can't really say.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you might miss a couple prayers a day, but they might not. So you don't. You never know.
I can't. It'd be crazy. Like just thinking about it, bro.
Yeah,
what do y'all think are some of the pros and cons of being Muslim in Philly?
One of the pros is, like y'all said, people think being Muslim is a trend.
That's a con.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I said pro. My fault. That's a con. That's one.
Con. You don't get to do a lot of stuff that a lot of people do. But I feel like that's just because we're young.
But that's a blessing in disguise, though.
Yeah, because a lot of other stuff you could be doing instead of that, but
that's actually beneficial for you. Yeah. A pro, like I said earlier, the security. You go everywhere, people making sure you're good just because you Muslim. I had people pay for stuff for me just because they saw that I was covered, like Muslim brothers and stuff like that. What else? A pro.
I'm trying to think.
We got a lot of good halal food here. I think because there's so many Muslim people. Mm-hmm. We have the halal food. We got a lot of overgarment stores, a lot of bookstores, oil stores, anything Muslim.
We got it, bro.
We like the hotspot for that. If you coming from, like, my friend, he go to school in Delaware. He trying to find thobes and izzards. They don't got none of that down there. You come down here, every corner, you go to Germantown, Ave, you go down Southwest, you got all of it.
32nd Street.
I think another pro is, like, when one person see a religion, whatever, it's like they want to convert. A lot of people have converted like this year already, and the year just started. And it's like,
I saw 41 people just in one video.
Because it's like they're falling in love with our religion. Like, that's a pro. Like, see our religion, you read about it once or twice, and then you want to be what I am.
That's all it takes. All it takes is like that first read, and it all makes sense. And then it's just like no going back after that. And if you don't convert, it's either you try to tell yourself, because a lot of people come to me with this conversation, I'll be like, why don't you convert? I want to, it's just, I don't feel right now, and I don't feel like I want to meet my Lord with this, that, third. I'm like,
I feel like you should educate yourself before anything, because you might not actually be ready, but if the more you read and you do, you figuring it out what you want. I always know.
If you convert and you try to fix yourself in the religion, you're going to feel way better about it than being out of it.
And then you get more blessings for you even trying.
And all the sins that you did before, as soon as you convert or rebirth,
is forgiven.
Forgiven. Now you can start in a clean slate. How am I start my life? But that's definitely more.
I'm trying to think of more. A con is like, now it's like they're starting to like do stuff to like the masjid, like the shootings outside the masjid or whatever, or how they looted the Islamic store when all that dumb stuff was going on. That's a con. Yeah, they looted the Islamic store. Because it's like, I don't know. It's just
who would want to do that?
It's like, we don't bother nobody. We be chilling. It's like, why y'all want to come over here and take stuff from us? Like, I don't know.
And if, I'm going to be honest, if you asked and told me the situation,
they would probably
get something for free.
And if you didn't get it from that person, you would have got it from somebody else. Guaranteed, bro. I don't know. It was the shooting outside the masjid that had it for me. I think it happened it happened more than one time.
It wasn't only didn't happen at Germantown. It was another, the one that I think they were telling us about, like, a couple weeks ago. The sheikh, he got killed. I think he was opening the masjid for some prayer or whatever, leaving the masjid, and he, like, killed them outside the masjid. It was in, like, Jersey. Yeah, bro, it'd be a lot. It's like, I don't know, it's just dumb.
Yeah, bro. That just shocked me. Like, what is going on?
Bro, they don't be caring.
Then the fighting at the E just got to stop.
Fighting and shooting.
They were shooting at Charmers, bro. When? Remember when we was leaving? Y'all remember?
No.
Oh, my God. Yes, they was. That was crazy. You really don't remember?
But that's why them securities, they be having them ARs. Right. They be like, what's going
on? They be on it, bro. Yeah,
they don't play.
They be having them AR-15 standing looking so serious.
They be walking back and forth. Like, they gonna let you know what's up, bro.
But one thing that I do like, though, we be at the E. They be having the police, like, the transport, the cars that be cutting off the street. I be feeling so special. Yeah, like, I'm hurt. All this for us, bro.
That's the good
now. No, for real. And then you waking up E morning, you walk and you see 1,000 Muslims, you giving 1,000 salams, you just seeing like all the people. It's just like the whole like it's unity.
I just like how we come together, like when you like our Charmers and like when you on the bleachers and you watching everybody pray, just so like
peaceful. Or that we post like, the Germantown videos, you just see how many people was really there.
And they be from all over, black, white.
Yeah, they be driving from like Maryland just to come to our E.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I don't stay in Maryland for the E, but
I'm gonna be honest, this E, I'm
like, still got good messages?
Yeah, like good looking ones in
Maryland?
Yeah. In Washington D.C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to definitely explore more messages.
Yeah, definitely.
Out of the country.
Bro, forget all them countries, bro. We need to go overseas.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna cut your hair off?
See, that's the thing. That's the thing I want to, because, like, yeah, but, like, I took so long. But
and you have to, don't you?
Yeah, you got to. So.
Yeah. As a man. As a man.
Yeah.
As a man. I'm gonna be sick when this fall across my head. I'm gonna be like, alright.
Alright, so how do y'all feel about, like, the celebrities that's, like, that converted to Islam or that's like Muslim, whatever, like Lil Durk, and like who else? You was reading earlier.
Tank converted the boxer.
I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the other Tank. No, he sang that song like maybe.
I thought I'm gonna show you after we done.
All right. Yeah, the boxer converted.
He actually converted with Hassan Somali at our. Mm-hmm. I think he went down DC or wherever he was at, but it was our Sheikh.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. I feel like as long as they don't make a mockery of us, bro, that's the only thing. Cause Dirk, get me wrong, I love song, prayer after Fajr or whatever.
He said before I eat, I read the Fatiha. What are you talking about? You say this in my last.
Dirk said that.
Guess he said she's trying to have relations while I'm fasting, she can come and run. I'm like, what are you? He just be saying stuff that I'm like,
the school never served me salami. Okay, Dirk, bro.
Well, he just be saying, I feel like as long as you're not making a mockery, bro,
it's cool. Yeah, and I like how like how they posted that picture. I think it was like all black and they were just all out there like just praying and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just like, yeah, like.
Or even Dirk, he recorded the music video inside the masjid while it was praying.
That's a little backwards, but I mean, we get what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk about Ramadan experience. Like, how has it been so far for y'all? Like, what do y'all look forward to most about Ramadan? All right.
And what's our favorite thing about Ramadan?
To the blessings.
Blessings, yeah.
Blessings. I'll be minding my business and collecting them. Yeah. Because once Ramadan over, I need my life to stay on that course.
Mm-hmm. Blessings. Yeah, there be people, they think once Ramadan over, okay. Yeah.
Time to go back to the... No.
But people really don't understand when Ramadan come, your blessings are like triple, mm-hmm. quadruple, mm-hmm. like all of that multiplied times, who knows how many.
Mm-hmm.
And you worry about not eating. That's the last thing that I'm worried about.
Like, is eat food, bro? I don't even cross my mind.
Oh yeah, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. I don't care.
But one thing I do like about Ramadan this year is how early we break fast. So I remember it was one Ramadan, it was like a couple years
9
ago.
O'clock, wasn't breaking. 10
yes,
o'clock.
Bro.
Oh my god. They used and then to. It'd be bad. When you work at a fast food
place. Oh, I was working at Chick-fil-A.
Bro, it was bad, bro.
It was
that
so
is not
bad.
For the week. If you're first
at all,
is
like,
fast
all the
food
smells
food,
coming. Bro. Not even just the smells. It's like, I just can't, bro.
And the crazy thing is, I didn't even used to eat Chick-fil-A. I hate Chick-fil-A so bad. But it's like the thing that you can't eat it. You and then you just smelling it.
But one thing I did like, because I was working at Chick-fil-A and I was fasting too. But like my manager, they used to like schedule my breaks around the time of summer.
Yeah,
so I did appreciate that. And I used to, they used to let me go pray in their playroom. So I was like, oh yeah, it's like cool or whatever. But yeah.
Okay. What are y'all excited for? For like E.
I'm excited to see the Muslim brothers. Oh
my God. Yeah, my
pregnant wife. Literally.
My E gifts.
Our celebrations and our traditions and our outfits.
Yeah.
Definitely getting my henna done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a wrap. Give myself a round of applause.
We ain't been here in a minute,
so we're back and we're better.
Ramadan reunion. You know.
All right, but that has been the College Breakfast Club, and
we're out.